The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Be on the mic, microphone checker, 1, 2, 1, 2.
93.19.
We a little bit incomplete tonight. We don't have our wonderful, fabulous.
We don't have our joystick.
Horny, erotic joystick, known as Dr. Lovejoy. Shouts out to Dr. Lovejoy.
Shout out to the joystick.
Hopefully she'll be back next week. Welcome to the All Over Podcast. It's your boy at Larry Jr. Funny. Go ahead, my vets, introduce yourself. Ladies first. Queen Latifah.
It's your girl, D. Terry Sean.
Wow,
your
she
boy.
Went soft. Did you hear her
young
go soft?
COD.
He went low. Okay, young COD.
I have to because there's so many deep voices on the mic. I kind of have to stay under them tonight.
Okay, you can be on the bottom. I'm cool with that. So this is our first podcast since we had the tragedy that happened in our country. The great 824, Kobe Bean, and all the other valuable lives that perished. I know that... Young COD, you're a big basketball fan. Let's just call it what it is. I think I was listening to some commentary, and the commentary basically was Dr. J, Michael Jordan. Let me back up. Dr. J, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, AI, Kobe, LeBron. Would you agree with that lineage?
The lineage. Dr. J.
No, not the top,
Magic.
But basically who was the top dog? So we went from top dog. They just started in I was listening to with Dr. J being the top dog. And I think Dr. J came from the ABA to the NBA. Mm-hmm. And then you had...
Well, you know, they took his rings away when he came to the NBA.
Yeah, and then he just went to dunking from the foul lines. So Dr. J, Magic, Michael, AI, Kobe, LeBron.
That list
What's
makes
your thoughts?
Me... So first off, the whole Kobe Bryant thing makes me think of this. Is respecting our people while they're here. Because people really forgot about Kobe. Because it was like, oh, Kobe and Mike? Nah, it's LeBron and Mike now, right? Mm-hmm. People really wasn't talking about Kobe. And even with that list, a lot of people would say, well, Shaq won those championships. You know, Shaq was the MVP.
You're correct. A lot
like
of people
that.
Do a Shaq-Kobe.
Right. And then we lose Kobe, and it's like, wait a minute. Kobe, like, was that guy. Now they're playing old games and stuff, and it's kind of like, I don't know. It just hit different because it's like, dang, Kobe was that guy.
Speaking of when it hit, where were you when you found out the news?
I had just got back from Guitar Center.
Okay.
And I was texting my boy, and I was like, hey, I got the cords for the speakers. They going to work. I just bought some new DJ speakers, too.
Okay.
And then I got on Instagram, and I just seen the picture, and I was like, nah.
No.
Nah. I was at the crib, like, chilling, like, smiling, having fun. And it was like watching the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
I was like, nah.
You call that a Pro Bowl. That was interesting. The two-hand touch.
Terry
Sean, what were you and what's your thoughts?
I did not forget about Kobe. I am a Lakers fan.
Yeah, but you're a little biased.
Why?
Because you're a Lakers fan, so.
It's Kobe. It's always been Kobe.
Is he the reason why you're a Lakers fan? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
So prior to Kobe,
what
were you?
Because Rick Fox, you know,
mm-hmm.
I associated his looks, not the game that he played. Even
Rick Fox has looks? That was sarcasm. Back down.
I was finna
Back
go.
Down.
No,
yeah.
No, I was going to go in deep on how these looks caught my eye, but I was young.
Right.
But yes, no, Kobe is the reason why I became a Lakers fan.
Gotcha. So what's your thoughts on the whole coverage? So by the time this recording comes out, we're probably going to be close to 2 weeks since the tragedy, at least 1 good week from the tragedy. And you brought up Fox, which played a part in the reporting. Mm-hmm. But what's your thought, especially being a member of the media, of how everything went down from the way you see it?
I think that it was in poor taste. I think we're into a generation where everybody wants to be first. They want to be known for breaking the story, but this is not the type of story that you want to be on top of. You know, you want to vet to make sure you have the proper information. And more importantly, I think that it's always important that the family knows first. Finding out on social media, just not even for his wife, but for his kids, is very detrimental. He has parents, he has, you know, cousins, family beyond the immediate that is getting to, and you haven't had a chance to kind of prepare them for this. So I didn't appreciate it being the story being broke that way. And everybody's like trying to be first to the story. I want to get all the details. This is one of those moments where you want to take a step back. And I would have wanted to be last. I wanted to know to make sure I had every detail to the letter before putting this out. I think we've had a lot of hoax stories come out. So when I first found out, I had just gotten from eating after church. And it was like, the first question I said is it true? Like, yeah. Did y'all make sure it was real before you started?
That was my first question,
this
too.
Out? Because you hear so many things. Oh, it's his older daughter. It's not his oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're putting all this stuff out there, and people are just, Rick Fox was on the phone. Everybody is on there.
Did you hear about the Kobe reporter from ABC who just was suspended because he reported that all of his daughters were on there? And this also begs a question. The question is, do we still have traditional media? Because no. I know that some of the media outlets in particular, the big boys, if you will, so that your CNNs, your ABC News, the broadcast networks news stories, they all were some of the last to mm-hmm. confirm. Yeah. And to go to Terry's point, they were waiting for the family to be notified. So I would say everybody knew within an hour. And that blew my mind. Everybody knew that Kobe had, the helicopter had crashed within an hour of it crashing. So I know that probably shows my age a little bit. I'm over 40. But I remember times when back in the day, we used to watch Laker games, and the Laker score, you would have, if you went to sleep, you wouldn't know until the next day until it got to the paper. Mm-hmm. And now, within an hour of a tragedy happening like that, it wasn't even in L.A. It was like outside of L.A. Mm-hmm. The world knew. And, I would be curious to get your thoughts on the media game has changed, I think.
It has changed.
That not only has it changed, and obviously we as a society, as humanity, I hate to say it, I feel like we've really given up some of our class, our morals, our dignity, in an attempt to, it's all about me, and I want it now, I want it yesterday. My dad has a great phrase, he calls it a microwave society. Mm-hmm. We want everything instant.
Yes, I think all parents like to say.
Oh, your parents say
yes.
That too?
Right. Oh, yes. But I think even though it's good that we can get our news right on our phone and it's instant, I think that when it comes to journalism, you can't forget some of the first rules, which is vet your story.
Are there still rules?
Whether they're following them or not, there are still rules. I think that when it comes to social media, because it's an Instagram page, that people have hired people to run these pages without making sure they're properly prepared for stories like this. If you are going to go out and put out some detrimental information like that, the first thing you should want to do is not just break the story, but make sure you're breaking the proper story. There was too many recants on the story. Oh, that's not that, it's this.
A lot of recants.
Oh, it's not that, it's this.
It
and it's just
crazy.
Like, just stop until you know for a fact what's actually happening before you keep ruining people's lives with these emotional moments.
Who do you get your news from? Because when I found out, so what happened to me was I think I was on my way from church, and wifey hit me up and was like, yo, and you could hear it in her voice. And I was like, what is it? She was like, you heard about Kobe? I was like, Kobe what? He's dead. I was like, he ain't dead. Get out of here. Right. Quick, go to the phone. Start looking up stuff. And I had to search to find it. And when I found it, it was being reported, I want to say, by a UK paper. And their source, TMZ. Mm-hmm. When I saw the source was TMZ, that's when my stomach started tightening up.
Yeah, because you knew.
Well, you knew. I think every major story, my follow-up question, I want you guys to be thinking about this. When was the last time we had a death like this? I would say the last four or five times we've had something that I would say a death that, was worldwide felt, TMZ has reported that thing first. Mm-hmm. And I would be interested to hear, and I don't know if you have or you have, what TMZ has, how they've handled the backlash, if you will, about them not waiting to contact the family. I don't think they give a damn. I think that their whole deal is, once we know it, we putting it out. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people may get their news source. So I have two questions coming at you guys. A, where do you get your news from? I wonder if people would consider TMZ to be credible compared to, like, a CNN or somebody.
Well, yes, because they actually have connections with all of the majors. Yeah. But here's the thing.
And they don't follow rules either. I heard they pay where some traditional people won't pay.
Yes.
So I want to know where you get your news from, and I want to know the last time we had a death that affected humanity like it has. Go ahead, E.
If I see something on social media, I'm going to go research it. So I will turn on a major news network, CNN, Fox News, NBC. I want some other confirmation other than social media, because typically it's an article that I can post together on Photoshop in a second. So I need a credible source. I'm not going to pass this out in that type of way. So I'll confirm. And I don't go to TMZ, even though I know that they are typically on top of real news. If I see something like that, I immediately go to the TV. So I go to the old school route of finding out things. And I'll Google on top and even look at articles and make sure it's not misquoted as well. Because there's a lot of things that surface to the top. And if you look at the date, it'll be old or something that somebody made a joke about or reposted. And I'm like, nah, I need credible. Before it sinks in for me, I need some credible sources. And I don't trust social media in that way. TMZ has been correct.
I haven't heard them be wrong yet.
And what they post, so that's not the issue. It's how they do it. So I don't have a problem with you wanting to be on top of a story, but there are certain things that you should take in accountability, because the only reason why they feel justified in what they did is because in order for them to be notified, someone had to tell them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so they feel like they're justified by who told them. But I think that story would be very different if it was their family and they found out on social media first.
You know it
would. So that's the first, but you have to be human about every situation. So if you don't want to find out about your family on social media, don't do it to somebody else.
You know what they say about karma. It's a female dog.
Oh,
with all day. What you got to say, man?
I cannot.
So that was hilarious.
I cannot.
This was the first time. So when I seen it on TMZ, and I automatically knew it was real. But I was in denial about it. Mm. So this is the first time I did go to ESPN, because I was like, bro, if ESPN ain't talking about it.
So you went to ESPN for verification.
Yeah, that's why I was watching the Pro Bowl.
And that's why you got the Pro Bowl. And there it is. So, if you want to call that a Pro Bowl.
And they literally was just like, mid-Pro Bowl, yeah, so we just got the news that Kobe Bryant's
passed
away.
How did that impact you when you saw the faces on the guys at the Pro Bowl? Because you could see it on their face.
Yeah, because it was like, yeah, bro, you just scored a touchdown.
They just found out.
How do you feel about Kobe?
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it was kind of like, I don't know. I ran and I told my dad, I was like, yo, have you heard about Kobe? He was like, what? I was like, Kobe just passed away. And we didn't say nothing. I just walked off. Mm. It was just like, okay.
Last time we had a death like that, who comes to mind?
Nipsey.
I would say U.S., maybe. Worldwide, I'm going to say Prince, but I'll be interested to hear what you think. I think Prince is the last time the whole world was rocked.
Okay, I can see that.
Because Prince's death went, just like Kobe's, I think, every news outlet, I'm talking... I listened to a ton of sports radio. The sports radio cast was talking about Prince. And, you know, I guess on the opposite side for Kobe, ABC made a news special that night about Kobe. So that's how big he was.
I mean, news specials were coming on 5 minutes after.
Yes.
Right. And not only that, but we had dignitaries from other countries giving condolences about Kobe. I don't know if they were doing such about Nipsey. Right. So
yeah, I think there's been some major people in between this and this, but for me culturally, what I'm seeing was like almost like an Aaliyah thing, because it was so detrimental. It was out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Age,
I think age had something to do with it, and who was following them. So I think Kobe is still in the conversation for young generations because of how he influences young girls playing basketball. So if they don't know him, they know his daughter. They know his daughters.
Tally, that was one of the things that smacked me upside the head. It was almost like three or four, maybe five different versions of Kobe. It was the high school phenomenon. It was the great NBA legend.
Kobe.
It was, right, it was Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
It was, Kobe in Colorado. It was Diamond Kobe. It was Kobe retiring with 60 points.
And my favorite, more.
And then it's
more.
More Kobe?
More Kobe.
And then it's... Kobe, a different beast in the same what do you call it? But he's the champion of women basketball now.
Yeah.
And then you think
dabbling in soccer. It's like he's doing a lot.
And soccer, you're right. Kobe, yeah. Soccer. And then, you know, I can't I'll be young COD, I'm interested in getting your point on this. I don't understand how Kobe got any sleep because evidently he was having conversations with every person on the planet, like half of the NBA, half of the WNBA, and everybody in between. Mm-hmm. And these weren't people, I don't think, these weren't people just making stuff up. They had receipts. They had text messages they could show you that was going back and forth or voicemails that was left. And it just speaks to, for me, how much greater Kobe Bean was just a basketball player. I don't think you can just say that. He did so much with his platform, which will bring up a topic maybe for another show. What are you doing with your platform? Yeah, I thought that was just amazing.
Well, I think the one thing that makes Kobe, I compare him to Nipsey because Kobe passed away not because of anything he was doing prior in his life. So when we talk about Mike, we talk about Prince. There's people that say, oh, well, you know, Prince was overdosing or Mike was overdosing. So it's like, okay, they did something to lead up to this. Then the Kobe thing happens and it's like,
he didn't do anything.
Whoa, this is crazy. And I think that Kobe was just hitting his prime.
Well, I think he was getting ready to open a new door.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So say something happened. My mom asked me, would we feel the same way about Shaq? And, you know, I think that Kobe, like, we just know that as soon as it happened, we like, nah, Kobe had so much to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
then you don't feel that way about Shaq?
I think Shaq works 15 million jobs, but.
But he's not, it's not personal, it's just the personal touch. Yeah. So you saw where Kobe left his marks. So it's very visible on what he was doing, even though he's not bragging about it. Mm-hmm. Because everybody he's helping and in touch with
is like
bragging.
Behind the scenes.
They're
almost
the ones bragging, like, y'all don't know. Everybody's talking about how arrogant he is. You don't know how much he's like this. Or he's like that. Yeah. He's like this. And that's one of the things I appreciated about him. People like to talk about that, the way he played basketball. It was perfect.
Because it was.
When you're doing your job, you should be this arrogant.
Absolutely.
And especially when you're great at it, especially when you're consistently working at it. When we're off the court, I'm another person.
Well, I'll just share this with you. You know, as a basketball fan, I watched his whole career. And I remember when, boy, you just fell in your chair. I don't know how you could fall
I
in the chair.
I thought he went through the chair.
But he fell in
the
chair.
I didn't know.
The chair was saying.
But he made sure them lips didn't touch that mic. So,
yeah.
Way to protect them lips. So I remember Kobe's whole career. And I remember I grew up in Jersey. And so I think by the time Kobe was starting to hit, though, I was in college at Hampton. And he was still a phenomenon because they were talking about this 15-year-old who was making videos dunking like he was crazy. And then he went to the prom with Brandy, and Brandy was on Moesha at the time. He's like, how Kobe scooped that? You know, did he hit that? And then, you know, he got to the league.
Men questions.
And all day. And then he got to the league.
Did we ever get to the bottom of that, though? Just...
Did he hit that? She said no. She said he kissed her a couple times.
Did you see that interview together?
I didn't see that interview together.
He definitely hit that.
Oh, he definitely hit it? He had the swag to hit it.
It's Kobe Bean at that time.
And this is going to lead into a topic. Do you tell your number or not? It's going to lead there.
Hey, that was fire.
But then Kobe gets drafted, and I don't know. And Terry, I'm going to throw this at you because, you know, you're not just a Kobe fan. You're a Laker fan.
I am.
Kobe refused to go to the Hornets. So he was drafted by the Hornets, and it was a phone call. I'm not going to Charlotte.
But he almost went to the Clippers. When I found that out,
I was blown
away.
But it was like a power move.
The Clippers.
Maybe by his team, but it's engineered by a 17-year-old. And then he gets into the league, and he didn't start his first year. And that was strategic. He could have. They were like, no, we want to bring you along slowly. The second year, they had to start the homie. And I think he was also, Terry, the last NBA superstar to do the slam dunk contest and win that thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was a superstar at the time, but his star was definitely blazing. And then you got, you know, you get into the Kobe Shaq years when Shaq came and he won a championship in his fourth year. But I remember young COD, I want to say it was his third year, and he was in the playoffs against Utah. And this is when I became a Kobe guy. And I'm a Knicks fan, and so it was easy for me to be cool with somebody who wasn't in my conference. He wasn't kicking my butt like Jordan was giving it to us with no Vaseline. But, you know, Kobe,
just out there.
Kobe played against the Utah Jazz, right? And it was a closeout game. And I think they were down three or within 3 points. And Kobe missed three consecutive three-pointers.
Airballed them.
All right? And, you know, you can see, in my opinion, that night, that game, the dog that was put in him and the look that came over his face. And I'm sure he probably did, but I never seen him not close out a game after that for the rest of his 20-year career. That's mind-blowing as well.
And
not only is it 20 years, he scored 60 points
against that team
in his last game. So, you know, I definitely, from a sports perspective, he's one of the greats of all times. From a global perspective, that man was universal, you know. Oh, yeah. And
Italy is shutting down for like a week.
Italy is shutting down for a week. You know, that's just mind-blowing. I didn't realize, I guess, to go back to your earlier point, how huge Kobe was. But Kobe was monumental. Mm-hmm. It really was. As a Laker fan, what are you expecting? By the time this episode comes out, we're going to know. I think they're going to play their first game tomorrow night. What are you expecting from the Laker organization and how they're going to represent him in the NBA moving forward when we get to the All-Star game? I already heard they made some adjustments.
Today, yeah.
I heard they possibly may be Team 8 versus Team 24, so.
I expect an immaculate tribute to him. I mean, you've already retired his jerseys. I don't know what else they can do besides that, except for making some type of statue or monument to him in the facility or in his facility.
I heard it was in the works that he's getting a statue. It was already in the works.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I hope they don't rush it. Take your time to make sure that this tribute is what you think it is. So I do think they're working around the clock to make sure that, but they're working on something. I just want it to be done right.
I think it will be. And I respect them so much for taking their time. I feel like they already have.
Take your time.
What do you think about, put a button on the whole Kobe thing, especially from a Shaq standpoint?
First off, before we get to the Shaq standpoint, I would hate to have to be the team that has to play the Lakers.
You think
you're gonna go crazy, Ham?
No, I mean you cannot. That's like beating Kobe on his last game. The Lakers have to win the next game.
How do
the
feel
Lakers
about
have
that?
To win the championship this year.
How do you feel about that last game of 60 points? Because, you know, I watched that game. I remember watching that game. I think with my son. And I was like, yo, Kobe's the man, but.
It was the Pro Bowl.
They were like, yeah, go ahead, Kobe. Take another one. Because, he took 50 shots.
Because, look,
all right, in an average NBA game, if you're the man, you might take
LeBron
15
dropping
to 20. 100.
LeBron dropping 81 points tomorrow.
Now, the relationship he had with LeBron was special. I heard LeBron was one of the last people who talked to this man, period. He talked to him that morning.
His son, too. Well, Shaq's son.
Yeah,
Shaq's son was one of the last people.
Shaq's son, LeBron, and somebody else, I can't remember.
Was the last people to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Shaq's son was one of the last people to talk to him.
I think that this puts a bitter, I hope it doesn't taint this for LeBron. Y'all already know I'm not his biggest fan.
But, I didn't realize
that. You know,
I'm
accepting him because he's on the Lakers.
He's on the Lakers.
Well, I never liked him as a player before.
Okay.
And now he's on my team. I've always appreciated who he is off the court. See, I'm one of those people that can recognize someone on and off the court.
Okay.
Off the court, amazing. I just felt like I didn't see the leader in him that I've always wanted to see until now.
Mm.
So now that he's on the Lakers team, he's starting to become the leader. He should have been on all his other teams.
It's surprising to me, though, you feel that way, because I feel like LeBron's game, even though he's a Jordan worshiper, is Magic 2.0. And you being a Laker fan, I'm just a little taken aback. You couldn't see the magicness of LeBron's game.
Magic would never pout like that.
Magic would never pout. Magic would get a little upset now.
He'd get upset, upset and pouting. Upset. Like, you show some anger.
No, he would not pout. But
but LeBron,
he played with some fire.
Pout,
he had some dog in
LeBron
him.
LeBron would
but
literally
it's
pout.
Always been Kobe and LeBron.
There's always been Kobe and LeBron.
I've never
from what
known
standpoint?
Kobe fans to really rock with LeBron.
Oh, you mean versus Kobe?
And this goes back to
versus.
What I was saying. They dropped Kobe out of the conversation.
And went from LeBron
like,
to
LeBron
MJ.
Is just the greatest.
I agree. But don't you think part of that was LeBron still playing
and
Kobe's not?
What's crazy is this, and this is going to be a saving grace for LeBron. When LeBron wins this championship this year, because it's going to happen, nobody's going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to save the ideal of LeBron.
Mm.
Like, this is going to make the Lakers fans love LeBron. I've never been a LeBron fan, and right now, I'm rooting for that man.
Mm.
I want that man to draw 61 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah.
So, I just hope it doesn't put, like, a bad stigma on his accomplishment the other night, because it happened right before. And so everybody keeps bringing that up. Oh, you just passed Kobe. And he's like, that's the furthest thing from my mind right now. Like, that's not the conversation I want to have.
And it was so... the foreshadowing was eerie, because he basically gave his shout out to Kobe that night, because I thought he was very gracious. He was like, you know, Kobe reached out to me, and then he basically on ESPN went into what he thought about Kobe.
Yeah.
And it was, it's eerie if you think about it.
If you didn't live in this situation,
yeah,
and you saw those clips, you would think that it connected. Happened after.
Right, but it happened before, you know? What's your final thoughts on the Kobe thing? And also, my last question to you on this topic, how has it or has it affected you as a person?
It does. I think it affects everybody, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. It starts to make you think about the things that you take for granted, the things that you probably hold onto that you can easily let go. But more importantly, it puts love in perspective. I think listening to the Shaq interview and him saying that he regret not getting over his procrastination and having that conversation with him for them to finally mend that last piece of their relationship is that we often like to say, you know, I'll deal with that when I get to it. Like, oh, if I have a fault with someone, when I get to it, I can forgive you from afar, but we don't have that in-phase conversation. I think it puts a lot of that in perspective. I think Kobe will be remembered for all of his accomplishments. I would like for people to really put their mind around how easy it is for the world to bring up every negative thing they can think about somebody, even when they die.
So you think there's no place for that, or?
It's, if you wanted to talk about it when he was alive. Why was that conversation dead when he was alive, and as soon as he's dead, it's alive?
I feel like some of the people who was bringing up his shortcomings wasn't part of the culture.
Of course not.
A little bit. I would be interested to hear y'all thoughts on that.
Of course not.
The culture, I think, was, you know, respectful maybe?
Yes. Well, I saw a couple memes that were jokingly, I'm like, how do you find time to make a joke about someone's death?
When is it too soon? Because, you know, I'm an actor comedian, and you're supposed to be make fun about anything. And but when is it too soon?
You can't make jokes.
Is it 2 days, 3 days, 4 days?
I don't know the comedy rule.
Right.
I don't think you would make a joke about this situation. I don't understand where that joke would come from.
There's a lot of jokes. Let me get where my joke came from.
Bruh,
I can't see me getting on another helicopter. No time soon. And Kawhi came out and said basically the same thing. Because Kawhi used Kobe's same pilot, the one who perished.
Right.
Well, can you see yourself get on a helicopter anytime soon?
I've never ridden in a helicopter.
You've never been in one?
I don't.
You ever been in a helicopter?
Yes, but I think those jokes that any time frame like this year, everybody
for
be
the rest
at you,
of the year,
yeah, they'd be looking at you like.
Terry,
here's the thing.
I bet you this weekend, if you were to go to a comedy club, you would get Kobe jokes.
But here's the thing, because that joke, Kobe wasn't the only one on that helicopter.
No, he wasn't.
Which is what I just feel like.
So you don't feel like that's a Kobe joke, or you feel like that is?
I feel like that joke is just come on. Like
it's too soon.
If you're a comedian and you need to make that joke, you're not funny enough to me.
Right.
I don't see Dave
about.
Chappelle making that joke.
Yeah, but the reason why reaching. A comedian kind of right. has to not make a joke of the situation, because you can't joke about the situation, but it's relevant and it's on everybody's mm-hmm. mind. And one of the things in comedy that you have to, that makes one of the things you have to do is talk about what's going on, especially something this huge, this mm-hmm. monumental. You know what I mean? And I bet you the majority of the jokes, and you know, when you're doing a joke, you typically pick on something or you have something that you're targeting. I think the media is going to get ripped. Is what I think is going to end up happening. But
my thing is, since you're like the comedian at the table,
yeah.
Why would you? Kobe has so much to talk about. You can talk about the Shaq stuff. You can talk about Charles talking about I didn't even know this man, but crying on TV. Mm-hmm. Why would you go the helicopter route?
It's just where you get the inspiration from. It's where you get the inspiration from. And it's going to be people who feel like, you know,
would you do
Terry.
Would you do it in L.A.?
Would I do it in
would
L.A.?
Would you make that joke in L.A.?
Would I make? Yeah. Yeah. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Yeah. And that's how we roll.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you why. It's different. I think that maybe a couple years ago, if you made that kind of joke, maybe. Today, as soon as it's recorded, that's it.
And you put on
Twitter.
Every
time you go to a next, this man said this, and it's just going to keep coming back. And then now you have yearly reminders about the mistakes you made last year.
Yeah.
So I think that it's too soon of a, would you make a joke about Nipsey Hussle?
Would I make a joke about Nipsey Hussle? Yes.
How soon after would you have done that?
How soon after? So, you know, I was talking to a comedian, shout out Big Kenny Johnson, and his thing on it is, you know, comedy, you know, comedians can make jokes about anything. You have to wait at least a week after the funeral. This is his rule. So he won't make, he won't joke until a week after the funeral. I think this
one's so monumental. If you make any jokes anytime soon, it would be dead.
But soon is so big. So and you're right. People are going to, no matter when you make the jokes, like you can go and do Nipsey jokes now, people are going to have a problem with it.
Because I think that it's so.
Some people, not everybody.
It's attached to too much. It's him, his daughter. It's teammates, it's parents, it's other people you know nothing about that you're re-hurting them every time you say that. So that's why I think when I saw like the people bringing up the fact that they said this about Kobe in the cartoon years ago, or somebody tweeted this years ago, my thoughts on that is that there are oftentimes you can have a dream about something detrimental. The last thing I would do is verbalize it. I would probably pray about it first.
And also think about this. You know, you have to think about the kind of people who would do this. So, you know, you're talking about comedians and possibly comedian settings. People are going there to have a laugh or to have a release. So I doubt that, you know, Vanessa or people close to Kobe are going to be frequent in comedy, you know, clubs week and
that's
stuff.
Not what I'm,
you know what I'm saying? Not that it won't get back to them.
Yeah, no, my fear is the recorded piece. What you say in the comedy house may or may not go, you can get over with, right?
Right.
You can come back from a joke. When it's recorded, it's then stapled. And then it's stapled to you. And then it's stapled everywhere you go. So it's something that if it goes left, it's forever going left for you. Because they will always bring that back up in the conversation. Oh, you never thought that that was in poor taste when you said that. Like, that conversation is going to forever be a part of your legacy at that point. I'm not saying there won't be a time when you may be able to get that joke across. So anytime soon, I don't think. I think it would just hurt the career. I don't see it helping.
You never define soon. What's soon?
I'd probably say... I say for myself, anytime in the next couple of years, if you are going off of people that get over things quickly on social media, probably about 6 months. I personally don't like to make jokes about people's demise. It's just not, it makes me uneasy that people, I know you should, you can find comedy and humor in anything.
Right.
But the fact that you find it only in the part of what he, how he died is the drawback for me. It's kind of like, nah, nope. Because karma is that thing. And me and her, we have an understanding, okay?
Yep. Yo, COD.
I think with Kobe, there's so many events that's going on. So we got the Super Bowl, we got the ESPYs, we got the playoffs that's going, the NBA playoffs, the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to add to it. So the Nipsey thing happened, and there was a couple of tributes, and then he got tributed.
How long ago did Nipsey?
It hasn't even been a year.
It hasn't been a year?
Yeah, so... For
me, we can look it up. It's not like we don't have technology at the table.
Yeah, I just think I wouldn't touch it. I think there's so many jokes you could make even around it. Like, if
would
I
you
was
doing
making...
any music about Kobe right now?
Oh yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. there's gonna be a lot of songs.
So the music man would do music,
right?
Because it's gonna be like a tribute.
That's a tribute, right?
But the comedy could be a tribute too.
I wouldn't make a helicopter bar in the song. You know what I'm saying? I would not make a helicopter bar.
You couldn't hear a bar, something like, you know, the helicopter crashed and it crashed my heart. You couldn't see something connected like that. Maybe you wouldn't do that.
You know,
but
that
I think some people would.
LL Cool J probably would say that.
Here you go.
I cannot.
This man.
I cannot.
This man.
I think,
if you're trying to say an old school real rapper could put some bars, then yes. An old school real rapper could rap about anything.
I choose to look at the inspirational side of it. I like the fact that now Girl Dad is trending. And
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's posting pictures with their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fathers are posting pictures with their daughters because he relished in the fact that he had all girls.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he kept clarifying that I don't care if I have a boy. I love my girls. I love my girls because that's how you keep your children whole. If you're always telling them that I love you, but I'm still looking for something else. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I guess the part that kept hitting me is that she was the one that kept telling him, I'll keep your legacy going. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep your legacy going.
Yeah, I heard
going.
She had a nickname, Mambacita.
Yes.
I never heard that.
Yes. It's on her. What?
How did this affect your relationship with your dad? Did you call him? He called you?
Called and asked me if I was okay because he knows I was a Kobe fan. He's like, you all right? I was like, yes, daddy.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I'm raising a 16-year-old daughter now. My daughter and I are pretty close, but we're in a rough patch right now. The 16 female hormone thing is on another level. And, you know, I'm very proud that I have not choked her out. I have not kicked her out the house.
He's not saying that he would choke her out. He's just
no. He can speak for himself. My mic's on, right? This on. Yeah. when Kobe passed, and you see the kind of dad that he was, it mm-hmm. makes you want to be a better dad, and it makes you want to cherish your relationship, you know, with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, I think I asked you earlier, how did it impact you? It made me want to step my game up because I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not a huge Kobe NBA system. Player. I'm not a global phenomenon, but I am somebody. And what am I doing with my platform? What am I doing with my life? You know, what am I doing with my dash? You know, mm-hmm. and I definitely would attribute that to Kobe. And I think that's going to be something that stays with me for a minute.
I think that
the Kobe factor.
Yeah, a lot, I was going to say the Kobe system is definitely can be applied and applicable in multiple parts of your life. It's just the fact that he refused to not have a routine, to not dedicate certain time and hustle. And if you put that and apply it to what you're doing in your life, you can. That's, I love that.
Crank man on.